So this is Zella Senior, and I'm here speaking to Amy Gwilliam at the Swedish Jukebox, and she's just fresh out of performance. It's your final one of Mummy or The Art of Saying Goodbye.
Yeah, well, final hopefully of then the beginning of a kind of much wider tour.
That's fantastic. What's next?
Well, so this was our sort of showcase tour in the Southeast, which is where both my director and I are sort of come from, essentially.
Yeah.
So we started in London, where we're both based, and we moved to Guildford, where we both met at school, and where my mum grew up, actually, as well.
Right.
And then down to Brighton. So hopefully the idea was sort of to attract interest and then be able to actually begin to sell it, which is sort of always a funny word when you're thinking about your kind of creation, but that's sort of the idea now.
And so what's the level of interest that you have attracted in the last couple of days?
Yeah, it's been fantastic because we were part of Window, which is the sort of showcase. So I think a few shows are highlighted as part of Brighton Fringe, and I think it's for, you know, to help emerging theatre makers. And so we've had some interesting people from different touring who represent different touring circuits. Because my dream with this show, I think, is that what I think seems to be working is that it can work in quite avant-garde little theatres, and it can also work in kind of community centres. And we've actually had really different audiences from London to Guildford to Brighton.
Interesting.
Which has been great to see, to allow the show to grow, because ultimately, like, the first time we did it was only, like, 3 weeks ago or something. So
it's fresh.
Yeah, in its full form. We did a kind of work in progress in Prague last year. It's been great to actually develop it with audiences because, of course, it's a direct address.
And I could see you doing that tonight, actually, as you're ad-libbing.
Yeah,
beautifully.
Absolutely. Well, each night
seamlessly.
Is different. Oh, thank you. it's great. I mean, I have other characters who are full-on ad-libbers. Ad-libbers? Ad, thank you. Ad-libbers. But she's obviously a little bit more scripted to sort of, But it feels very fresh each night, and that was something that we, from the very beginning of this creation process, went, this is what I thrive on.
Yeah.
Particularly when you're on your own, like, your co-players, essentially, are the audience.
And I could see you thriving tonight, so it was, I mean, from my point of view, it was an amazing success.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and what I'm really curious about, because of the blog I'm doing, on Death and Dying, I mean, it was all packed full of juicy information, and also kind of heart-rending experience of Death and Dying. I wonder where this came from in you, this...
Well, yeah, what's been lovely in Brighton is that no one knows me here.
Right.
I lost my mum when I was 16. It's very hard to say, I think I did grief okay. Mm. But I did feel stifled by how the British do it. And I was thinking, actually, only today, I was like, okay, come on, you've done this show now, that's sort of asking the British to rethink their way of maybe dealing with death, you know. And I thought, gosh, if someone were to die, God forbid, close to me tomorrow, like, of course I wouldn't be able to really change how it's done. You can't go up to Mr. Crematorium and say, I'm sorry, no, I'd rather, you know, I tell you, the film that I think is wonderful is this is what we did. What we did on our holiday
with Billy Connolly.
Yeah, and funnily enough, so my mum was a comedy director, and the two, Andy and Guy, Andy Hamilton and Guy Jenkin, who wrote it and directed it, they were like, they always worked as a three. My mum would direct their pieces, and that for me was, you know, I don't want to actually spoil it for anyone, but there's a way of dealing with death in that is really, really groundbreaking. So I'd like to think that we can all do that, but actually the realities aren't. Not quite like that, and I think if anything with this show, like, and what I'm seeing with audiences, to begin a debate about how they might like to
come along to Brighton Death Festival.
Oh my god!
Next week, it's on Saturday, and I've just been interviewing some of the organisers of that. Going to be going behind the scenes of crematorium, really looking at alternative funerals, etc., etc.
Why didn't we think of this? And we could have done it, like, coincided.
Well, this is part of my job, is to kind of hook people together. So that's great.
Well, target audiences are always interesting. Like, what's your target audience? And you think, well, actually, I mean, anyone who has a mother, which is all of us, anyone who might think about death, which is all of us. It's quite hard to refine, but maybe people who are interested in going to the Death Festival, come to see Mummy.
Everyone, I think. I think that was part of the message of your play, which is that this affects everyone.
Yeah. I think so.
It's here to stay.
I know. And I think also it's part of, you know, another sort of theme, as it were, is the sort of regression and this sort of being 16 and and sort of unfinished business, which actually we all have. So it's almost a metaphor for something that I think we continue long into our adulthood.
Well, beautiful. I really hope to see more of you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.